subject of, on healing is a subject that it's a subject that is very vital. What are you hearing me? It's a subject that is very vital. Said by Kenny Higgins, also repeated by Pastor Chevron Onka, he says healing is that important subject that we all need. That we all need. Everybody needs that subject on healing.
If it's not on healing.
Why? Because if you don't need healing for yourself, you will have someone around you, close relative, friend, family member, that is trusting God for healing. So that makes the subject of healing something that is very vital for everyone. Hallelujah. So the subject of healing is a very vital subject for everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we start off this way from Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Verses 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Say, go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hallelujah. So this will be Jesus. I was telling Jesus in his closing remarks to his disciples. He says, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Now says, teaching them to observe. Watch the last statement that he says, observe all that I have commanded you, and lo. What's the watch word there? Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I told us on Thursday that emphasis of I am with you is that emphasis of the soter, right? In soteria. Remember? It's the emphasis of the soter or in soteria, where the soter stays with the delivered people. Amen. So places kingdom is a kingdom narrative. Glory to God. Says, I am with you always. Glory to God. I am with you always. So that is not just a verb, but say that is a proper noun. It's a proper noun. I am his name. And you know, in soteria, we said the soter will be found with the delivered one. So if Jesus is not with those whom he has saved, whom he has delivered, then he's not the Savior. Hope you're following me. It looks a bit, why are you saying? But that is the truth. Amen. So that actually in itself nullifies every doctrine, every belief that says Jesus left the earth. Hallelujah. Because he is the soldier, he will be with his delivered ones. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He will be found with them. He will not be found away from them. He will be found with them. No wonder Jesus will not say, he said to them while he was still with them in the incarnation in John chapter 14, 4, verse 16. He said, and I will pray the Father and he will give you. He didn't use the word heteros parakletos. He used the word allos parakletos. Another ask me. Now, the another ask me is not a different one. He then said, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. He said, God did not say, not know him. He said, for you know him, for he shall be with you and shall be in you. He then goes to verse 18. He then says, I will not leave you orphans. John 14, 18. He said, I will not leave you orphans. He said, I will come to you. This time. So the I will come to you there takes you back to verses 1. Hallelujah. In my Father's house, verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if you were not so, I would have told you, I go prepare a place for you. He said, and I will come again and receive you to myself. So the coming again is the resurrection. That is the spirit. Amen. So Jesus never promised us he's going to live outside us, or he's going to live outside the believer, or outside the saved ones. No. His promise in the new birth is that he's going to come back again in the new birth. And that is what we've received in the new birth. Not Jesus a distance away, but Jesus that is in us. Amen. We receive Jesus that is in us. We receive the Savior that is in us. Not a Savior that is distant and far away. He's going to be with the delivered ones. Hallelujah. For example, remember we said the children of Israel out of Egypt is a symbol for it, right? So Moses delivered them out of Egypt by the almighty hands of God, right? And he was found with them. Moses was with them. God, right? God delivered them with Moses, and Moses was with them. God was going to be with them. I will dwell amongst them. You see that? Hallelujah. That is the narrative of the Psalter. He will be with you. So Jesus, when he tells them, lo, I am with you, what comes to mind is that is the Psalter. He's going to be with us in the journey. Hallelujah. Marco put it this way. He said, Mark 16, we hear it this way. Verse 15. Mark will say, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I said, to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And I said, he that believeth not shall be damned. And I said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name don't cast out devils. Hallelujah. They will speak in new tongues. Now, the word devil there is funny though, but let's go ahead. Devils, they will speak with new tongues. It says, they will take up serpents, and if you drink, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. Did you see that? And sat on at the right hand of God. Do you see that? It's our right hand of God. He said that would be, when you hear right hand of God, it would be a shorthand for the indwelling, right? He sat at the right hand of God. So, he sat at the right hand of God is not a distance away. Hope you're hearing me. He sat at the right hand of God is not a distance away. He sat at the right hand of God will be that very fact of the soul. Sat at the right hand of God will be he was going to be found with the delivered ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In fact, when Jesus was before Pilate, what did he say to him? He says when he said to him clearly, you know, when they brought him at the point of during the crucifixion night, the crucifixion night. What did he say? He said, you will see the Son of Man come with the cloud of heaven. Did you see that? Amen? When he used the word the cloud of heaven, he was referring to men. He was telling them. Hallelujah. He wasn't saying, I'm going to come back again inside of cloud. Boom. That would be a figurative expression of the fact that he will be found in his men. Amen? Amen? That what he's saying is you find him in his glory in men. That again in itself is a kingdom expression. Hallelujah. Is a kingdom expression. He will be found in his men. Glory to God. So when he says sat at the right hand of God will be that same Israel. Look at what he now says. He now says, and they went forth, right, and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with them. Did you see that? That is the right hand of God. With the Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word of signs following. Hallelujah. So that means a major fact that we must not lose sight of is the fact that the Messiah
or the Savior lives with the believer or in the believer. Hallelujah.
Luke put it this way.
Luke put it this way. He said, Tossed behold Christ, that's what he says on Luke 24, to suffer these sins and to enter into his glory. And the repentance and revelation of sin, the preaching his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And here we get of this thing. He now said in verse 49, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued. When he used the word endued with power from on high, hallelujah, it also makes that very fundamental fact of what we have received in the new birth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Power from on high. The power from on high will not be power from a distance, but will be what you receive. Hallelujah. Luke will bring it again in Acts 1:8. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, when you are looking at come upon you, that word you shall receive, lambano, to take of what you already have. Hallelujah. When that is the word upon you, means that he is going to dwell in you. Plus, so, every writer of this synoptic made mention of the fact that Jesus showed it beyond every line and dot that Jesus is in the believer. Is a major fact of the gospel. Hallelujah. He is in the believer. He says, I am with you. Hallelujah. And we began looking at that word I am. We said Jesus being the I am, the word I am is a proper name. Hallelujah. Is that what we said? It's a proper name. I am. Ego emai in the Greek. Ego emai. I am. Though you say it's a verb. It's a verb that is a proper name. So I told us, when again I get to Matthew 28, it says, and lo, I am is with you. This is that is the I am of the scriptures. So when you use the word I am is used for God. Hallelujah. So when Jesus says, I am with you, and he's referring to himself, he confers on himself as the God of the Israelites. He says, I am the God of the Israelites. That's what he's saying. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of the Israelites. The God of the 39 books, Genesis down to Malachi. That's what it means. I am is with you. In John chapter 8. I wonder why I used 5 here. John 8, quickly. Look at 52. I'll jump down to 55. Okay, 56. So your father Abraham. Go ahead. He said your John 8. Let's be there. John 8. Okay. John 8, 56. So your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and he was glad. Did you see that? And they said, then said the Jews unto him, are thou yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? Did you see that? So they are dealing with age now. They said, Abraham just rejoiced to see my day. And they said, how old are you? Are you up to 50? That's how you say, Abraham rejoiced to see your day. Hallelujah. Are you trying to say? Are you up to 50 years? Can you say Abraham? Abraham is how many years old? Late. Can you say Abraham rejoiced to see your day? Now, they have ended that conversation of age. And Jesus went ahead. That is like putting petrol inside fire. Went ahead and answered unto them, verily I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Now when using the word before Abraham was, I am. That is, it's not saying I am older than Abraham in age. No, he said I am there. He's saying I am the God of Abraham. Because what I am is what ego am I, used for God. So he said, before Abraham was, I am. Now that word I am is God's name in the Exodus. God said, I am that I am. That is his name. I am. Now what I was, I am, and I will be. I am. Did you see that? So what did they do next? They carried stones and said, how can you say that? They carried stones and they took up stones and cast him to cast him. Jesus took us to cast him. Why would they want to stone him? Not because of age, but because of his allusion to the fact that he's Abraham's God. Do you see that? The meaning he's saying he's the God of the Israelites. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So he said, he is the I am of Abraham. Amen. That looks very strong, but that's the truth. Therefore, I must find out who the I am is in the Old Testament books. Because if Jesus is the I am of the Old Testament books, the God of the Old Testament book, therefore, I will find in Jesus the character of the what? God of the Old Testament books. I will find in Jesus the character of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can put it vice versa. Hallelujah. I can say, since I will find in Jesus the character of God, the character I will not find in Jesus can't be the character of God. Hallelujah. We're going to see all that shortly. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay, follow me. The character in Jesus, the character that I can't find in Jesus can't be the character of God. Glory to God. So that is actually a guide. So that becomes for us a guide for our study. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at something. In Exodus 15 verse 26. So we say we want to look at what is the character of the I am in the Old Testament book, and I will find it as the character of Jesus in the incarnation. Hallelujah. It's just the thing. Verse 26, it says, over there, it says, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, he says, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which are put upon the Egyptians. So I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, it looks as if God is doing permutation. You will take from here and put here. Right? But that's not what he's saying. Glory to God. That's not what he's saying. He said, I will put none of the diseases which I put on the Egyptians on you. Looking as if it was God that put diseases on the Egyptians. Glory to God. But let's look at that quickly. When he used the word I will put, that word I will there is actually a translator's bias. Amen. I call it a translator's bias. Because the whole word I will put there is the word in the Hebrew, sin or shin. Spelled S-E-E-M. Shin, pronounced shin, or spelled, sorry, let me spell it for you. The Hebrew is spelled W-I-M-U, like wimu, but no, it's not. It's actually pronounced shin in the Hebrew. W-I-M-U, pronounced shin. Now, that word is used for to hit, or used for what you see, or used for what you see. Now, he's not saying, now the translators will now put I will, but it's not God saying he will. Amen. Something we're going to look at in the revelation of God. Was it God that was doing some of the things that he was said to be doing? Amen. So we're going to go back to look at those things. And I said that will come up around June, right? Hallelujah. On revelation of God, we're going to look at some of those things again. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's used to heap. These are what you see. So what God is saying here is, now also that same word is used again, which I put. I will not, let me reread it now, you see it. Now, Exodus 15, verse 26, look at it. It says, now it's used for your first, I will, I will put none of this, that word I will put is used there, and also put which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Do you see that? So, it's the translators using words, playing around words. Amen. So, it's not God saying he's going to put. Actually, the way the Hebrew actually puts it will be this. The way the Hebrew puts it will be this. The diseases, like God is saying here, it will be the diseases which you have seen heaped on the Egyptians, I will not allow it to come upon you. Did you see that? God is not taking anything there to say he was the one who did. God never said he did any put any disease on them. Said the diseases you've seen come upon the Egyptians. Some people are going to look at, hallelujah, those diseases, hallelujah. You see, come upon the Egyptians. You say, I will not let it come upon you. So, God's role there is the role of protection. Hope you're following me. Amen? God's role there is that of protection. I will not allow it to come upon you. And then say, I am the Lord. This is that word, the Jehovah. I am Jehovah. Did you see that? Jehovah. Now, the way it's put, it's put Jehovah healeth thee. Did you see that? Jehovah healeth thee. See, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, when you use the word healeth you there, is the word in the Hebrew, Rapha. Healeth is the word Rapha. The word Rapha is the word that is used for a physician. We've looked at this in the previous series on this word. Just to take it up from there. Hallelujah. Is the word Rapha. Rapha. The word Rapha is the word used for a physician. A physician. One that repairs. One that repairs. One that fixes. I am the Lord that she let be. You see that? One that repairs, that fixes. So that means, when you say, I am the Lord that she let be, it shows you that healing is God restoring back to normal. God restoring back to normal. Sickness, therefore, destroys, but God restores. Do you see that? God restores. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sickness is destroyed. God restores. Interested in healing. He wants men healed. God wants men to be healed. Wait for a little bit. God wants men to be healed. If you look at Genesis chapter 20, Genesis 20, Genesis 20, verses 17. Verse 17. It says, and Abraham prayed to God. In verse 7, it says Abraham is a prophet. So in verse 17 it says, so Abraham prays to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife, and his
maid servants, and they bore children. Did you see that?
Yes,
did you see that?
He wept and they bore children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So healing means he restored them back to the woman. The woman is supposed to bear a child. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Hope you're following.
Yes, sir.
So when the woman doesn't bear a child, it's that person needs to be healed. Something we're not looking at right now, but you can get healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Very vital. Very vital. So Abraham prayed, God's prophet, and Abimelech was healed. So God wants us healed, both male and female. He wants us healed. This is even on childbearing. He said, God wants us healed. So when you hear people say, God, Jesus didn't want to heal the Syrophoenician woman who was asking for healing for the babies, for his child, for her child's healing. That was asking Jesus for her child's healing. They are, Jesus said, you don't give the bread that belongs to children to dogs. That Jesus is saying healing is not for for the Israelite. That's absurd. Because Abimelech here was a Philistine. Okay, follow me.
Yes,
and God healed Abimelech and his household. So, Abimelech being a Philistine, God healed Abimelech. So somebody will say, remember Jesus is the I am. Okay, I'm following it. So somebody will say, Jesus didn't want to heal his Syrophoenician woman because she kept pressing. Even the children will eat, even the dogs. Don't give children's bread to dogs. Even dogs will eat up the crumbs that fall from children's bread from the tables of the master. Jesus said, this fish says, oh yeah, come and take healing. Right? No, you have to understand what was playing there. Hallelujah. That's say Jesus didn't want to heal. But yet, he was quick to heal the centurion servant. Right? The centurion servant came. Or the centurion came and said, Jesus said, let's go to your house. If Jesus said, let's be going. And the man said, no, sir. You don't need to come to my house. Just speak your word, and my servant will be healed. Did you see that? Say, just speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, wow, I've not seen this kind of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Is that one saved? Or is that one Israelite? So stop saying some funny things. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm following you. Stop saying some funny things. That means you have to replay and reread what that scenario is again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus only wants to heal the Israelites is not true. Or healing is only for... So some people have even now said healing is only for believers. How can you say that? That healing is only for believers. Unbelievers cannot get healed. Now you shortcut. Now go to meet a sick person. It's not just to heal the person and get the person saved. Now say, get saved and you shall be healed. You do that. Then the person now gets saved. Now say, okay, now there are not processes of healing. Before you start talking healing. No, now. Come on. Why are you doing like that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So stop being stereotyped when it comes to healing. You know, remember I said we're talking to everybody because we all need healing. Both ourselves and loved ones. Amen. And also to administer healing to our loved ones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To our loved ones. Or to our loved ones. You can't be telling people, you can't go for a healing meeting and you say be saved first. Come on now. They come and be saved first. When you are now born again, when you are born again, then you will not receive healing. Why not do it the other way? Get the guy healed. The guy is healed, right? And he gets saved. And several other people that are around there to get saved. How about that? Hallelujah. How about that for healing?
Don't go. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Don't be following me.
Yes, sir.
Go to God. So Jesus wants us healed. God wants us all healed.
everyone. In Numbers chapter 12.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 13. He's talking about it's Miriam who had leprosy. Look at what he said. He said, "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee." Then someone said, you can command God. I said, God, heal me.
Look at verse 14. Look at what God said. And God said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, she should not be ashamed 7 days. Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days. Right? And after that, let her be received again. And Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days. And the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. Hallelujah. So, Moses prayed for her and she was healed. Or Moses prayed for her, right? And she got her healing. Was she healed? Emphatically, yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32.
Something else that sometimes might look as if he's speaking again. Deuteronomy 32, 39. Look at 39. It says, now see that I am he, and there's no God with me. He said, I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. He said, wow, God kills, God wounds.
Right? God kills, God wounds. He said, sir, please, can you carefully elucidate why you say God doesn't do this? But we've seen God kills. From what we've been reading, God doesn't put sickness, right? But what about this? You say God kills. Let's read from verses 36.
Let's take it to 36. Do you remember I said you have to read in paragraphs? 36. He said, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself of his servants. When he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. Look at 37. For he shall say, where are their gods? Okay, follow me. Where are their gods? Their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. 39. See now that I. Now, something you need to see, when you read from the Hebrew Bible, you discover that most of what was added in verses 39 were not there.
Hallelujah. We're not there. Because it's what I call the translator's bias. We're not there. In fact, the way 39 is written is like this. It says, see now that
there is no God with me.
I mean, there's no God beside me. You see that? Now, he's now made a comparison. Like you are compared and say, they kill. I make alive. You see that? He says, the word there is not I kill. It's actually kill. He now says, I make alive. Chai. That is, I bring back to life. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes. That's how the original Hebrew puts it. It says, wound. It now says, I heal.
You see that?
Wound, I heal. Rapha. That's what it says. It says, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Deliver out of my hand is not, I will kill you, I mean, deliver out of my hand will be salvation. Amen?
Amen.
That is talking about eternal salvation. No one can deliver out of my hand.
Hallelujah.
Jesus made the same statement, right? In the four Gospels. Is that so? Aha. He made the same statement in the four Gospels. That none can snatch from him.
Amen? No one can snatch. Nothing can take away. Hallelujah. So that means our salvation is saved and secure. That's what we're looking at today. So, he's not dealing with God will kill, God will wound. No, he's saying, kill. My role is what I make alive, child. Wound.
I am Rapha.
Do you see that?
So in the place of what is happening, this is what I will do. I will bring back alive.
Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Glory to God.
You won't say, I will heal. So that is God's role. To heal.
Hope you're following me.
God's role is to heal.
In 2 Kings 2:22 and 8:29, very effective.
2 Kings quickly. That is concerning the water that was bitter, and then Elisha prayed, right? And he became, and Elisha put salt into the water and it was healed, right? We're going to look at all this substance. 2 Kings 8, verse 29. Healing too, God heals. 2 Chronicles 30:22. I guess this is what I want us to read. 2 Chronicles 30:22. And Ezekiel spoke comfortably unto the Levites, and thought, 20. It says, and the Lord hearkened unto Hezekiah, and healed the people. Did you see that?
Yes,
God healed the people. So you see, God doesn't make anyone sick.
2 Chronicles 30:20. God doesn't make anyone sick. Rather, what God does is that God heals. He's healing. Hallelujah. God heals. So that means God is a healing God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're hearing me?
Yes, sir.
God is a healing God. You must see God as a healing God. It says, I am Rapha. I heal it. So that means God takes the position of a physician. He takes that role of a physician. He heals. He protects. He said, I won't allow the diseases which came upon the Egyptians to come upon me. Because my role is the role of a physician. Now that is to say, so that means God can do the work of vaccine. The sickness wouldn't even come near you. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So when he uses the word, I am the Lord that healeth thee, we're going to get to that soon. Hallelujah. But this is what I'm Lord that healed thee is a present continuous tense.
Glory to God.
So God makes the sick heal. God heals. God heals. Healing Jesus. Jesus. Healing God.
Yes, sir.
Healing Jesus. You know, most times people trust God for their health. I mean, trust God for salvation. But they can't even trust him for their healing. They trust God for salvation. Oh, see, a God who you trust for salvation should be ready to trust him for your healing. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Somebody who can save you should be able to heal you. You should trust him for healing. How do you know you trust God for healing? The last time, just some people, anytime they fall sick, they don't even apply their faith. He's hospital. All their faith is in the hospital. I'm not saying the hospital is wrong. We're going to deal with hospitals soon. Hallelujah. We're going to deal with medical science soon. Neither am I saying God is against medical science. We've looked at that. The last series we had on healing school. That should be the last 2 years. Hallelujah. On healing school, we looked at it. And we said God is not against medical science. Amen? God isn't against it. Glory to God. In fact, Jesus' disciples, when Jesus sent them to preach, he sent them to preach, went into the cities to preach. You know what they did? They went to preach, And they carried medicine. You don't know? They carried medicine. So they prayed for people and gave them medicine. Amen? Yeah. They said, are you sure, sir? Yes, sir. They prayed for people for typhoid to be gone and they gave them Cipro-Tan. Is that Cipro-Tan that will heal your body? Oil in their days, they say, no, it was anointing oil. Look at your brain. Only anointing oil. Oil in their day was used as medicine. Amen? When Jesus gave the parable of the Samaritan, the story of the Samaritan, because many believe that story, actually happened. Right? Okay, no, I'm missing it up. Hallelujah. So, when Jesus gave that example, or that story of the Samaritan, the good Samaritan, what did he say he did? He said he used oil and wine. Not juice and wine. So oil and wine is used as medicine in their world. Hope you're following me. It is a juice. I've taught you that wine is used for medicine. What is it to answer to this question in your world? I'm answering to this question from scripture. Wine sometimes is used for healing. So Jesus said the good Samaritan used wine and oil to burn him. That it is used for healing. So you find that his disciples too went with that. With oil for healing. It's not Goya oil. Amen? Not Goya oil and pour your forehead. No! Hope you're following me. That is actually medicinal. So that then they carry pasta more tablets. But the lady heads. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. We're going to deal with some of these things as we get along. So the believer shouldn't depend on medical science. So that you should depend first on God. And your dependency on God will be seen in what happened when you fall sick. Okay, follow me. Some people, their whole mind is on the doctor. What would the doctor say? What will my doctor say is a cause? What is my doctor going to say? What's my doctor going to say? And there is no trace on your faith in Christ. There's no trace on your faith in God's healing power. That is wrong. A believer, you must learn to trust in God's power. Because God wants to heal. Hallelujah. Okay, yeah, God wants to heal. So medical science is not against God's power. Medical science is a display of God's power in the earth. Amen? Always learn to see it that way. But you must not rely on medical science. Because there are a lot of things that medical science can't answer. A lot of people medical science have told there's no cure. But they got healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hope you're following me.
Yes,
hope you're following me. Uh-huh. So you must learn to trust in God's power. Take trust in God's power. Hallelujah. I trust in God's power. You know, you need to say that. I serve a healing God. Amen. I serve a healing God. I trust in God's power. I serve a healing God. I trust in God's power. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope to get there. How to always turn the atmosphere of the miraculous. Turn up the atmosphere of healing. You can turn it up every time. You mustn't wait till you have healing service. You can turn it up every time. The healing atmosphere. Hallelujah. I turn it up with your mouth. I serve a healing God. Hallelujah. I serve a healing God. I serve a healing God. He says, hallelujah. Jesus is the healing Jesus. Jesus is the healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just learned to just pack it up. Take it up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Keep it alive. Keep it alive. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I trust him for my healing every day. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What we're going to do within this service is to do something like this. And then also make sure we answer some pertinent questions, myths about healing. There are some myths that people have and they've carried for years about healing. People have carried some myths in their head. And those myths in the way, see, Let me tell you what information does. Information either stir up faith or it does what? It either stir up faith. There's no neutral information. Either it stirs up faith in God's word or it doesn't. Amen? And if it doesn't stir up faith, it stirs up fear. I say, no, it's just natural, it's just normal information. What is normal about normal information? Hallelujah. Some people have that notion. If other people preached it on their pulpits, that if you take COVID-19 vaccine, you will die. How tough is that? Say that is the mark of the beast. Holy beast. Amen. Mark of which beast. The problem in, remember I've taught you that the problem, majorly, the problem is not that there is no mark of the beast written in the Bible, but the problem is you are reading it in your world. You know, that is a major problem. And I believe, remember I said it to us, I believe that in Wima we are going to trash that out. Those who are in Wima, hallelujah. That you will not be able to read, you shouldn't read your world into scripture. You shouldn't read. Amen. You learn to read, and we know that as a church, we're going to achieve that in a couple of years' time. Amen. We're going to achieve that. We're no longer with scriptures in verses and chapters. You can just pick up the scripture and read, learn to read it in paragraphs. I'm not saying we're going to write a Bible that will be in paragraphs. Amen. But you're just going to learn to read scriptures outside verse, right? And also, one thing I know we're going to do shortly is how to read your world. What's in your world into scripture. It's very hazardous. It's a mark of which beast. Can you say? Amen? Amen? Are you trying to say there's no tree of life? One tree like that. So what is the fruit? Life. So the fruit. So what's the shape of the fruit? Looks like a banana. Amen? There is nothing like that. There's nothing like a tree. That is a figure of speech. In fact, if you get to Proverbs, you will discover that he uses wisdom as a tree that gives life. So the word life there is, so the word tree of life, what about if you put it this way? We're going to look at a talk around that very soon, just minutely. So, what about reading it as the tree that giveth life? And it's used figuratively. Or life in a tree. Amen. Just look at it that way. Not a fruit. It's now producing a fruit. And the name of the fruit is now apple life. Or is that Joe life, Apple life, Neo life? What are you saying? What are you saying? Stop it! Glory to God! Stop it! Glory to God! As funny as it can look, it has caused a mental blockade in several people. What does it stir of faith, stir of fear? Amen. Glory to God! Stir of fear, even when it comes to healing. You must, how can you say you want to, it's very funny. You know, social media has been wonderful, but yet has been destructive. Somebody falls sick, and the doctor says it is premenorrhea, blah, 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 blah. You now copy it, and then paste it on Google. What are you looking for it on Google for? Sir, I want to see people. You know what you are trying to do? You say, no, sir, I just want to understand the meaning, the medical conditions that I cannot have to apply my faith. It's a lie. You are actually checking to see if it has a cure. You know? You're checking to see if it has a cure. Has anybody been cured? And you now meet your woe when I get there and say, it's a healing rate. So if the cure has not yet been discovered, you now get heartbroken. So there's no cure. I'm going to live like this. Oh my God. Well, what did you go to do for it? On Google for. On Google. But then say, medically, chances of healing is 1%. And say, Amen. Amen. What did you go to look for it on Google for?
Stop it. Stop it. You know why you went to look for it on Google?
Information.
Glory to God. Glory to God. The woman with the issue of blood had that Jesus was coming.
Did you see that?
Information. Information. You're going to get there next week. Hallelujah. Information. So you should be careful of the information you receive. If it doesn't stay out of faith, it's going to stay out of fear. Fear.
His doctor, until my doctor tells me, how about somebody telling you?
Let's pray about it.
No, I'm going to see my doctor first. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I remember years back. I'll share something with us. I remember years back. I believe my friend, myself and Sunday, we had to do some stuff. So we tell ourselves, if we ever fall sick, we're talking about, then we had a discussion on how to, as a believer, that we had a discussion around a book by Kenneth Hagin years back. So how to receive healing for yourself. Many times with our conversations, we can release healing for people that they'll get healed, but we ourselves will fall sick and we don't want to do so. We're going to learn how to lay hands on ourselves and we have faith for healing for ourselves. Amen. Amen. So if we force you to have a headache, we say, I'm going to take Panadol. Just put hands on your head. You know, we'll see. It might be, we might have taken it overboard. Yeah, we did a lot of things. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We were. But, you know, it paid off. Lay hands on yourself. I'm healed. In fact, we now went further. We now said, then, that was the period we began to have burning sensation and understanding the flow of God's Spirit. When I believe that appeared, my elder brother had, my dad had eye issues, I don't remember, had eye issues, my elder brother, my dad, my mom. So one day, I was just reading and my eyes began to ache me seriously. You know what I said? Because of, you know, I didn't immediately think it was going to be eye problem. I said, that's the power of God in my eyes. So I called my friend, I said, Sunday, I'm having a new move of God's Spirit. You know what they say? You know, you feel burning sensation in your hand? He said, yeah. I said, I feel it in my hands. You know, we feel it. But Sunday had some special ones in his legs and some part of his body special. And I said, have a new special one. He said, I say, in my eyes. This is the power of God. Amen. So say, are you sure it's not eye problem? I said, it's not eye problem. Don't go there. No eye problem. It's the power of God. Amen.
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 And you know what? After a while, that pain went. Some serious pain. I didn't have to use an eye doctor. And I know that's the power of God. The power is a new move. You know what I'm saying? Are you guys not just going to an extreme? See, when it comes to healing, you have to trust God. Let me put it like this, please, Kamit. I'm not Tai Yoruba, but I know this part. You have to believe God to the end. Amen. But you have to believe God finish God. Amen. To the end. Learn to believe God. Trust in His healing power. At the same time, trusting in His healing power, I didn't say you shouldn't use medical science. Did I say so? No, I didn't say so. Use medical science. But you must see that medical science is God's power. Right? Amen? We're going to look at that. Hallelujah. God will walk through medical science. God will walk through medical science. You know, when COVID came up, you know, we trust God's power. In fact, we began praying. I remember joining Saints Community Church too. The time I attended that, we had to pray. Before the lockdown, we had to pray. I joined Saints Community Church in that prayer. I was there like, and we prayed for a cure. For God's wisdom in the science,
Signs that we're not born again, but they are going to receive God's wisdom to provide a vaccine. Did they provide the vaccine? They did. In fact, the vaccine was estimated to come in like 2 years after, but it came in on time. That's God's wisdom. Hallelujah. That's God's wisdom. So what does God do? God heals. Amen. She wants to see. Hallelujah. That's God's wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Look at John 9. Begin to meet Jesus. John 9. John 9.
Verses 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And the devil said, Master, who did sin, this man or his parent, that he was born blind?
Let me tell you the hazard of this question. There are some people still have sin together. Amen. The question is, who sinned? Is it the father? Is it the parent? Or the child that made him to be born blind. Hallelujah. Implies sin. What they are trying to ask is, what some people have today, some people think the reason why they were born with an infirmity was because somebody sinned. No. Those of you who were born with infirmities. Hallelujah. You shouldn't write that out. Some people think the reason why they are sick today is because of a sin against God. That God is trying to punish them. That is what was the underlying fact of their question. Amen. Some people say attitude today that God is punishing them with sickness. Somebody has said God is humbling him with sickness. How can you say God wants to humble you? So he sends you sickness. You shouldn't be silly. Hallelujah. Somebody one time said, God wanted to, that's my friend. He said God wanted to humble Paul. So he now sent some small devils. So the angel of Satan to buffet me. So because Paul was so great in knowledge, he knew so much of God that no knowledge can puff up. So God now, because God wants him to just know that he's still mortal, he now sent some small devils to be popping him, giving him blue. The infirmity. I had someone said Paul, said someone else, a woman, and translated that, now said Paul had a terminal sickness. Can you just keep short? No, we dealt with that during the last session. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We dealt with that. Said Paul had a terminal sickness. What can you say Paul had a terminal sickness? Come on, keep short there. Hallelujah. Paul was talking about persecution. Man! He said God sent some small demons. So if Paul is walking, the demons just giving him blow. Stop that
now.
Amen. And he didn't even know who sent. He doesn't say God sent. Whereas Paul has said angel of Satan has went to men. And he says God has sent. Amen. So some people have that notion. Someone has. Oh God. Is that anyone sin against knowing or knowing by mistake, error or commission? That's making you think, come on. You think it's God. You don't even think it's God that is trying to punish them, to make them humble. No, God doesn't do that. If God, look at what Jesus' response was. He said, look at Jesus' response. He says, neither has this man nor his parents sinned. He ended it there. So showing you that sickness is not the product of sin. Of someone else because of what you have offended God, so God is giving you jabbing. No, now. Amen. Amen. I remember one time like that when there was Ebola. You know, a lot of people came out and said, oh, yeah. The reason why Ebola didn't come to Nigeria was God would not embrace the false doctrine. That, what was the name of this country? Ebola. They said there was one Sister Nancy or Sister who that was insulting men of God. So God now sent Ebola there. Liberia, Liberia. See, God now sent
Ebola there. How can you say God sent Ebola? Amen. Spirit, God now sent Ebola. Come on. Stop that.
Glory to God.
Amen. Now, was it not God that struck Miriam with leprosy? No.
God did.
God deal with all that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. So God would not use a weapon. In fact, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he calls death an enemy. You see that? Death an enemy. So God will not use death. God will not use death. Will not use sickness. These are tools available to the devil. We're going to see sicknesses as we're going to see that in this series, that sicknesses, Satan can play around sicknesses, or we find Satan involved in sickness. Hallelujah. And God's power is restorative. Do you see that? Amen. God's power is restorative. Someone that had epilepsy in scriptures, Jesus casted out the devil. What's that? It's epilepsy. The medical science says epilepsy, sir. Amen? Never look for it. It's epilepsy. But Jesus said it was demonic. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. So that means there are ways I'm going to view sickness. Hallelujah. Amen? I'm going to teach you that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get to a place and you see a particular kind of sickness dominating that place, like several people are blind. Several people, those are the places you get to. Several people are blind. A community, you see like 50 blind people. There's a demon there. Hallelujah. There's a demon. Glory to God. You're going to cast out the devil. Hallelujah. I taught us one time years back, I said, is this one who is deaf and dumb and blind and crippled? He's a demon. You don't need to. Amen. You are crippled. You are deaf. You are dumb. You are blind. Ah! Satan is holding. Amen. Look at the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, yeah, me. Cast out the devil. Remember years back, my friend would say, you tell the devil to take his hands off the body of the person and say, and then I thought of that. Say, Satan, take your hands off this one and then you speak what God's healing power. He doesn't do that. Say, child of God. You're a child of God. Amen. So you begin to see healing from the light of God's word. Sickness of the light of God's word. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So that question is not, was it there that said no? No. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I have in my notes, sickness is not a result of sin. Sickness is not a result of unbelief. But healing is a sign of the gospel that points to God's work. It's a sign of the gospel. Therefore, we can say this healing is a pointer, is God's work. We can say God doesn't use the weapon available to the enemy to deal with people. It's not just the student, but with people. So I was there to my subconscious that God is a healing God. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't afflict me with sickness. No. No. Hallelujah. He heals me unconditionally. He heals me unconditionally. He heals me thoroughly. Thoroughly. He heals me thoroughly. He heals me unconditionally. Unconditionally. God doesn't place a condition to my healing. You have to be born again first. No! Healing is not for Christians alone. No! Amen? I mean, healing is for Christians alone. No! Healing is not for Christians alone. Unbelievers can get healed. Hope you're hearing me. Unbelievers. They can get healed. Amen.
We're going to look at that faith for him in this age. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 So, what about the question? Sir, are the days of healing past? Somebody asked that question, sir. Are the days of healing past? I heard someone who said, we look at in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts, you have healing. But after the book of Acts, there's no healing again. I think God didn't read well. Because the book, the epistles were written in the days of the book of Acts. So the book of Acts and the epistles were happening concurrently. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. So epistles were like notes to the church. Notes to the church. Hope you're following me. Epistles were like notes to the church. Why the book of Acts was the what was happening in the church. So that means Paul will write doctrine to the church, yet they will have healings in their meeting. Did you see that? Hope you're following that. Yes, they had healings in their meeting. Yes, they write doctrine to them. So that means healing never stopped. In fact, if you get back to scriptures, Jesus God healed them before they got, in the land of Egypt. When they got out of the land of Egypt, when they were in the wilderness, they had healing. When they were in Canaan, they were healed. So healing doesn't stop. There was never a point God stopped healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. When you use that word, I am the God that healeth thee. Rapha. Now that word, I am the God that healeth thee. Jehovah healeth thee. When you use that word, is a word in its present continuous tense. It means I healed. I am healing. I will continue to heal. Hallelujah. I healed. I am healing. And I will continue to heal. Did you see that? And I will continue to heal. And I will continue to heal. So God is always in the business of healing. God is always in the business of healing. He never stopped healing. He never stopped healing. He's always in the business of healing. He's always in the business of healing. Now, something that we've done wrong that we're going to take off from yesterday will be, sometimes I've seen someone who got healed and he was mistaken because he was healed, he was born again. No. No. On national TV. Parallel guy. I know him to be deaf and dumb. But I was born to see him deaf and dumb. So he was healed on national TV. But now Bokalera, he was now born again. Born again. But the guy wasn't really born again. It didn't take long for us to all see that he wasn't really born again. Hallelujah. It didn't take long. Everywhere, this guy is born again. Born again. He struck the hook because it happened in the bay. So everybody. Everybody. We should know the power of healing. That thing alone took up to 90%. Because everybody knows this guy. That was different. Know him one day. When he got here, over, if I tell you that one of people that are not going to that church, that's the power of healing. Amen. That's the power of God. Right? The power of God. Healing took place and then, glory to God. Everybody started going to church. But the guy wasn't really saved. So you don't miss it. Because faith for healing is not faith for salvation. The men who Jesus healed were part of the men that they crucified him. So, I hope you're hearing me. Amen?
Amen.
Multitude came to touch him and they were healed, right? It was the same multitude that shouted crucify him. So faith for healing is not faith for salvation. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Faith for healing is not faith for salvation. So don't confuse it. That somebody got healed. Now they're not your man born again. I don't want stamping salvation on people. No, sometimes we do that. You say, now you're not born again. Is it saved? How do you know it's saved? Is it leading? Amen? To receiving the word of God. You just say, because you have rapped well. I present you as the winner of this rap competition. You are born again. Clap for yourself. You are the army of God's host. Or you are the host of God's army. I don't understand. Somebody finish rapping nonsense. Say, wow. The winner goes to Pastor, no, you can't be a pastor there. We are going to, Flenzo Record. Yeah, this is who we are. Hello? And then I say, Yeah, oh, thank you, sir. Then gave me the award and said, now. Or somebody will do sharp sharps. So that we don't confirm. After you don't rapping, I say, say after me, and I believe. I said, I believe, and I choose Jesus over the Lord of my life. Amen, amen. You are born again. No true conviction.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't do that. Glory to God.
Yes, I'm going to tell my person who is arguing scripture with you. We went to evangelism. Say, have you seen the result? And I say, no one. Let's just cut this whole thing short. Say after me. You are just a crook.
Cut it short.
You are a crook. Say after me. I believe. Don't worry, your question will be answered to the Lord's day. You just do this one now. Let's get you in fast. You don't know that. That's what you're trying to do. Let's get you in fast. Then your question will be answered on the last day. Come on. They ask you questions. You can't answer. You say, you know, most times we understand it better by and by. But you know what? You have to get into the train. Faster! Say after me and that. Hey, crook. Hey, man. I don't know if you're a police on you. Shout. Amen. Yeah, you are these people, you say, you know what, you are actually saying, you know what, don't give me the key. I won't do you anything. You can't hand over your key, you are gone. Now you know what you're going to do. Just give me the key first. That's what you've done. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, faith for salvation, faith for healing, watch what I said. I've not said the other part, so don't read the other part. Faith for healing is not faith for salvation. So the man who receives his healing will still have to believe in the gospel of Christ to get saved. Hope you are following me. Hope you are getting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So it's all about substance. Can I drink Holy Communion to be healed? We'll deal with that. We want to deal with a lot of things. Hallelujah. You said you taught us doctrinally. I shouldn't take Holy Communion. But whenever I prepare Holy Communion and I drink it, I get healed. You prepare. Are you high priest? You prepare Holy Communion. It's not part of it. It's not a recipe that you prepare. God bless you. Hallelujah. But we're going to look at all that. In the coming few days, we're going to look at that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But for today, you have to say God's word. Know Jesus as the healer. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you get into the week. You say it aloud. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The bigger the pain, the louder your voice. But you don't need to wait for sickness to come before you say Jesus is my healer. Amen. Before you say God is my healer. Jesus is my healer. I trust God for healing. Hallelujah. I trust him for healing. Amen. So you must learn to have the right talk. There is the right talk. Hallelujah. So you don't go around saying things like, this is my sickness. No. You have to stop that. It's not your sickness. It's not my BP. It's not my typhoid. It's not my, because it has come and come. I say it's my typhoid. No, it's not your typhoid. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's not my cancer. No, God forbid. It's not my, no. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not my leg pain. No, no, people, you have gotten used to it. It's always there. You know, this is my leg pain. No, it's not yours. Hallelujah. I trust Jesus for the healing. Glory to God. I trust God for the healing. You can say it well. Let me tell you something one day. I went to play ball. I usually don't get to play ball. Some people don't know why I like to keep. Keeping wasn't what I love. At first, I love to play. Remember one time like that in primary school, I dribble everybody, went back, dribble my goalkeeper, score myself. I love to play ball then. And seriously, I love to play ball well. But I had a little fracture on my leg. I didn't tell anybody, so just prepare to keep. So one day, when SS3, I went to play ball. Everybody now know me as a good goalkeeper. But that day I said, I don't want to keep. I am Mikel Obi, I want to play. Amen? I said it. say, I'm here, I want to
see. I was not pleased.
I was playing my four. So what do you know? Let me call his name Daniel. He has, he's a Calabar guy. He has, you know, those kind of legs. When they jam you, your leg will dislocate. You'll be in Lagos, your leg will be in Abuja. So I didn't just know, you guys just jam my leg.
Ah!
My leg dislocated. I didn't tell anybody. By him, yeah, dislocated. So I just said, I trust God for him. So the thing was leaking, was happening, was getting his leaking, but I didn't trust God for him. So I guess about 2 weeks after, we now had a meeting at one of our meetings at Blockhead City. So it was, you know, when they had meeting. They had meeting. So we lay here. So that day, so sooner than next, so we had one of those meetings where we just allow the Holy Ghost to take over them. That's how we call it. Just allow the Holy Ghost. So Tunde was laying hands and now had some. Take this, take it! So I said, we all fell on each other. Boremi is the big guy in the building. Bigger than you. Everyone just fell on each other. So Boremi landed on me. On that, I couldn't outstand it. Yes, it was, we were having a special meeting. So people felt I was not at the par.
I was not at the par again. I was not at the par.
The pastor is on that part. I don't know any other anything. The face was heavy. Heavy. So there you go. So I managed to see that it was only to know that you had fracture before there. So when you saw what was happening, just carried me up and I sat down in the chair. I was supposed to end the meeting, but he ended it because he knew what was happening. So everybody left. I said, man. You see, I said something to Mr. Bola, sorry for this. You guys don't understand. I said, what you will see was murder. What happened? I don't understand. I was the same thing to me to say, you know, the pastor, what we will see was what I want, this one that happened. My head, I was like, do you know this thing? Even if not, I was leaping home. As in, practically he held me. That was around past 10. Because I couldn't leave, so I was leaping home. So we kept talking on the road. Nafa was telling me about the brother that attended a special meeting of a minister, pastor, of a well-known minister, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. So that when pastor laid hands on everybody, take it. So everybody fell and somebody fell on him and matched his lead, seeing cut on. So he was sharing that testimony to me, he got torn, blood, and then they laid hands and he was healed. As a man of God, trust God for the healing, that trust God. Say, trust God for the healing, that trust God. Say, get home, pray in tongues. Say, yes, sir. So you know what? I knew I was late home. My mom would have been angry. I was going home past 10. But when I got home, I didn't even ask anybody. I just entered and I went to sleep. Went to sleep. The next morning, Ujalu would do morning devotion. I didn't join her. My mom was angry I didn't join her, but she didn't know this guy couldn't stand up from that bed. So I stood up from the bed, and when I wanted to come out for morning devotion, I couldn't stand. So I sat down. Six spring bed. Sat down. I laid my hands on my lips and strength. I kept praying in tongues. I kept praying in tongues, you know. What I received, God, I took those words that Tunde said. I said, what I received is far bigger than this thing. So I shouted them all as I prayed in tongues. Shouted them all. What I received is bigger than this thing. I shouted them all. Shouted. I wasn't feeling anything. But I shouted and I kept praying. They were done morning devotion. If you know how our morning devotion is in our house on Saturday, it's long. Long is an understatement. It's long. Yeah, because when we do morning devotion on Saturdays, we'll pray. We'll now pause. Now study. Might read like two chapters. We'll read. Somebody will now give the interpretation of those chapters. God bless you, you are sleeping. You must interpret. The other interpretation will now pray. So how long it can be? So as soon as my mom was done, she was angry already with me. She just came.
that I was very sure. And I found out that I can be now. So that she just came in and said, "Smart, you did not come for prayer meeting. You didn't come." I said, "You better go and meet this person. Go and collect this." You know what? As she said it, there's something we have to tell ourselves, put faith to work. Put faith to work. So I do what you cannot do. So I stood up, bam, wore my slippers, and I started running there. From that day to today. So you can trust God's power like that. I didn't need to start looking for spray, deep heat, to spray. No! You can trust God like that. And I'm not working dislocated. Hallelujah!
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Close the door.
Mm-hmm.
So you can trust God like that. Trust God's power. You can trust God's power. Hallelujah. You can trust God's power. Put God's word in your mouth. Say, "Born, you are born again." Put God's word. Don't say, "It's my sickness." No, it's not yours. Put God's word in your lips. Hallelujah. Learn to put it in your lips. Learn to put it in your lips. Hallelujah. Put God's word in your lips. Put God's word in your lips. Because God's word in your lips gives direction to God's power. Hallelujah. Put God's word in your lips and heal. I don't want a sickness. I walk in health. Amen. Let me tell you something. As a child of God, as a child of God, God needs your body for his work. Hope you're hearing me. God needs your body for his work. So God doesn't want you sick because he needs your body for his work. God needs your health for his work. He must know it well. God needs my health for his work. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Next time I'm having a meeting, we'll have to just take off that theory. That is strong. You come from the phone and you are pressing me. Hallelujah. Amen. So, God needs your health for his work. Very well. He needs your help. So, what you're going to do is, since I know God needs my health for his work, Therefore, I must know God isn't the one that is going to bring sickness, because he needs my body for his work. Hallelujah. And here I'm going to rely on his power to do his work. I rely on God's power. I rely on God's healing power. You must learn to rely on God's healing power. You must learn to rely on God's healing power. Rely on it. Rely on it. Rely on it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes.
So you can rely on it. You can also rely on God's healing power for your loved ones. We're going to learn to activate that next week. Glory to God. You can rely on it for your loved ones. You can rely on it for your loved ones. You can rely on it for your loved ones. You can pick up healing power for them and they will be healed. Look at the centurion servant. Just speak your word. And my servant here, this, that, and your servant here. So the Lord Jesus spoke and the centurion servant was healed. Hope you are following me. Amen. So that means you can be here. I can receive. We can be here together. And people at home will be healed. Oh yes. The centurion was with Jesus and his servant was healed. Hallelujah. You remember who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? The healing Jesus, right? Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a healer. And in Matthew 18:20, he said, "When two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So that means healing Jesus is here. Amen. That means healing Jesus is here. That means we can all, that means there's a healing stream here. Hope you're following me. There's a healing stream here. And if there's a healing stream here, that means I can actually receive for my loved one and also receive for myself right now as we are talking. Glory to God. Right now as we are talking. As we are talking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can. I'm going to teach you how to. Amen. You can, and I'm going to teach you how to receive healing for people. He must learn to know how to receive for them. Glory to God. Learn to know how to receive healing for them. Still in Jesus. Still in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus is still in the business of healing. Say, Jesus is still in the business of healing. Healing men. No matter the kind of disease, the kind of sickness, the kind of infirmity, Jesus still heals sicknesses. He still cures diseases. He cures infirmities. Makes men whole. Hallelujah! He hasn't stopped doing it. Amen. Amen. So you are rest assured. He hasn't stopped doing it. He hasn't stopped doing it. He hasn't stopped. He hasn't stopped. So therefore, if he hasn't stopped and he's still doing it, therefore, there are examples and scriptures I have to follow. I have to keep my healing confession up. Up. Remember I told us that I'm going to look at it next week. Amen. Yeah, I have to keep it up. I have to keep it up. Keep it up. Remember with the issue of blood, she had. She had. So that means, when it comes to healing, look here. Jesus always went into the temple, but he never healed the guy at the gate called Beautiful. Peter and John did. Amen. Okay, follow me. Okay, follow me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So that means, listen, I'm going to take this out. Peter and John did. So that means, at every point in time, you don't detect who God uses when it comes to healing. Alright, anyway. You don't detect who God uses when it comes to healing. You're not a determinant of it. To his will, you're not a determinant of it. You don't detect that. There you go. So that means I must, therefore, like the woman with the issue of blood, she had to hear the right thing. She didn't hear, it's not like Jesus, the carpenter. Remember, there were people that Jesus laid hands on and they were not healed. We're going to look at that next week. Amen? Say, Jesus healed everybody he met. Jesus is God. So there were some people God could not heal. God himself. Amen? God himself. The Bible says he marveled at their unbelief. So that means unbelief, which is doubt. Eh? Doubt short-circuits the power of God. It's a blockage to God's power. Unbelief, doubt, is a blockage to God's power. It short-circuits the power of God. Short-circuits it. Jesus, the Bible says he showed up in his own town and he said, is this not the carpenter? They had information, we heard that he has been doing good things, healing people. But this is the carpenter now. His brother and sister, in fact the sister got married, this is the in-law of the sister now. Hey, this is the trouble. It is now Dixon's picture we are now seeing on banner. Dixon. You know? People can get offended. The Bible said they were offended. Say Dixon. AFMS. Dixon. This one. Ow! Labor prefect. Wicked. He's now preaching. Do you get that? That is an offense. The Bible says Jesus couldn't do any mighty work. That means he tried and it didn't work. Because of the Bible says he himself was marveled. So, you're going to see something. The two times Jesus marveled in scripture, one was towards unbelief and faith. Marvel at their unbelief. Wow! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means you're going to choose what you hear about the men that God uses. Amen? You're going to choose it. No, I will see teach on that in the course of next month. Wearing the badge of the pastor, or wearing the badge of loyalty and honor. Amen? Wearing that badge of loyalty and honor. He was learned to know the men, see the men that God used, and learn what you hear about them. Oh, you want to hear everything. So he will tell you, tell me everything about your life. As for who? Who are you? I want to know everything about you. As for Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. To hear everything. Jesus. No, there are some G's to close your ears to. There are some things to close your ears to. Amen. But you don't determine who God is.
That's
all. No, no, no. You don't determine that.
Glory to God.
Amen. You don't determine that. So, Jesus always went into the temple. Always goes into the temple, rather. But he didn't heal the guy that is called beautiful. The disciples did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't determine that. Hallelujah. So you're going to mind your words. You're going to mind how you honor God's name. When it comes to healing. See, healing and honor works together. You can't be walking in dishonor and want to receive from the person. No, you can't. You can't walk in dishonor and want to receive. Healing and honor works together. Hallelujah. Healing and honor works together. So you're going to walk in honor. Walk in honor. And mind what you hear. Mind what you hear. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you trust God's power? Do you trust God's power? Do you trust God's power? Okay. Okay. So let's hold our hands. Just where you are sitting, just hold your hands to something. Just your hand, one hand to something. Trust God's power? I'll teach you something now. Amen. Trust God's power? Amen. You can stop it. Hallelujah.
You can actually have that person in your mind, whom you want to be, or your friend, want to trust God together.